Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi Anirudh, Disha from Red FM.
Hi Disha, how are you?
I'm doing all right, but what is this Thak Thak gang you're talking about? This is what's going on? What's up? What happened? Where?
Yeah, so this happened last week on Thursday when I was coming back from work. So my office is in MG Road.
Okay.
So from there, I take the Cubbon Road to go towards Cunningham Road to pick my wife. So while I was at the Cubbon Road, I saw four guys. You know, it was heavy traffic, and it was vehicles were moving slowly. So I saw four guys walking in the middle of the road. So I was like wondering, and they were peeping inside the cars and all of that. So I was just wondering, they might be drunk or something. So one of them just came next to my car, and he saw inside, and he started banging on the right side of the door, on the back door. And I suddenly turned back and looked at him. I saw him signaling two of the guys in front. I then figured out that something wrong here.
This is happening in broad daylight.
No, this happened in the evening, say around 6:30 in the evening, peak traffic hours.
Peak traffic, but the sun was down, basically.
Yes, yes.
Mm,
and luckily, the vehicles in front started moving, and I was able to take the gap, and I was able to escape from these guys. Then I later read about it on, I was just Googling up, and I found an article on May 2019, where a similar incident happened in Koramangala, Ejipura signal.
Tell me, is this the modus operandi, Anirudh? Basically, they come, knock on the window, startle you, and by the time you open the window or something, they take your key and they disappear.
No, what they do is, this guy was signaling the other two guys, right? So this guy from the right side will try to distract me.
Okay.
And, I would, probably if at all he starts banging the car, I would probably unlock the car and get out of the car to ask him what it is.
Correct.
By the time these two guys from the left would come down and take my bags or phone, whatever's inside the car, they would take it up and they'll just walk off. And, at that peak traffic, you won't leave your car and go, right?
So
they would also make use of that advantage and, take it up. But I did call the cops. I just crossed by and I called 100. So
and the Bangalore police is aware of this so-called Thak Thak gang, right?
Yes, yes. So when I told them that, they said, okay, we'll have the nearest police station call you. And I got a call from one of the inspector there and I spoke to him. So he asked me if I'm okay, if the car is okay. I said, yeah, I'm fine. But, these guys may be still there. So
no, this is great information, Anirudh, for a lot of other people. I don't know if somebody else has been a victim of this. It'll be interesting to have a chat on this. And I'll get in touch with Bangalore City Police also to just understand how many such cases and what is the best suggested protocol by the police for civilians. Because you're right, the immediate reaction is if someone's banging, you pull your window down or you might open the window depending on your aggression levels or your... And no. But thank you, Anirudh, for sharing this with us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Disha.
Thak Thak gang, wow. Have you been on the receiving end of something like this? So you've heard of a similar story? You must tell me. 9880-935-935. That is my number. Morning number one, Disha. Morning number
one, winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.